The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
And Voice News, the global link.
Government urged to remain on high alert for Ebola outbreak. Disability Rights Watch concerned with low adoption for disabled so far. And Ugandan government sets up border controls amid DRC Ebola outbreak. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. The Medicine Research and Access Platform MedRap Secretary General Gabriel Banda has urged government to utilize every possible means to ensure that messages on Ebola reach every Zambian in both urban and rural areas. Mr. Banda's remarks follows government's announcement of intensified surveillance on the Ebola outbreak, which has escalated in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda said there is need for government through the Ministry of Health to intensify sensitization programs by utilizing local radio stations, newspapers, and conducting door-to-door awareness campaign programs to ensure citizens are informed and protected from contracting the virus. He stressed that public awareness remains one of the most important effective ways of preventing the spread of outbreaks, including Ebola, especially among vulnerable communities with limited access to information. Mr. Banda has further called for intensified screening for signs and symptoms of Ebola at airports and border entry points, particularly at Kasumbalesa border post. He noted that Zambia remains at high risk due to increased movement of people and trade activities between Zambia and neighboring countries experiencing the outbreaks.
So we need to do a lot of local sensitization. Let's utilize the local radio station and online media or even paper days so that all door-to-door will help. Then two, other than surveillance, we need screening at the borders. This could be the airport, this could be Kasumbalesa. And now we know that this virus has spread to Uganda. So even the airport will also be helpful other than just focusing in Congo. So Uganda has it also, so there's a lot of travel around East Africa there, which will require proper screening for the signs and symptoms at ports of entry.
Meanwhile, Southern Africa Cross Border Traders Association Secretary General Jacob Makambwe has cautioned cross-border traders to comply with medical officers conducting screening procedures, particularly for those suspected to have recently crossed into the neighboring DRC. Mr. Makambwe says the outbreak of Ebola in DRC and Uganda is a serious concern to citizens, especially traders operating within the region. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Makambwe said Zambia shares a very large borderline with the DRC, adding that authorities should not leave anything to chance for the disease outbreak to spread into the country. It is imperative for government to put in place strict measures, including screening services at border posts where people are crossing between Zambia and DRC, said Mr. Makambwe. Mr. Makambwe further noted that another major concern is that many Zambians use routes passing through DRC to access other parts of the country, saying those transiting through such passages should be monitored on a daily basis. He stressed the importance of vigilance and cooperation among traders and the public in helping prevent the spread of the disease within the region.
Zambia shares a very big
policy, and we should not leave it to chance, for this particular outbreak to spread over, So, returning our members, most of our members do not actually go deep into DRC, but we are cautioning our members to make sure that they comply with the medical, officers that are carrying out this screening if they suspect that they would have actually crossed to go to DRC.
The Disability Rights Watch, DRW, has expressed disappointment that so far no person with disabilities have been considered for constituency adoption under the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. Association National Coordinator Bruce Choma says he is disheartened that despite increased awareness of disability inclusion, barriers preventing persons with disabilities from being adopted for constituency seats remain high. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Choma expressed concern that the same individuals continue to be recycled for adoption, stating that this reflects persistent negative attitudes within communities and political party structures towards persons with disabilities. The results from the nominations are showing that despite increased awareness through Bill 7, there are still many challenges regarding the acceptance of people with disabilities within party structures and at grassroots level in constituencies, said Mr. Choma. Mr. Choma expressed hope that the situation will improve and urged other political parties to consider persons with disabilities for adoption.
So we think that the decision to have the amended constitution was good, because at least when this process doesn't give us the numbers, we know that the party through the PR system will be compelled to have some people with disabilities coming in alongside the presidential vote, which will be then require them to go in the constituents to campaign because of these barriers I've talked about. So it is disappointing. We're not seeing persons with disabilities coming through the constituency adoption so far, and we hope and pray that the situation improves as we see other parties also adopting candidates. I'm confident and hopeful that despite these challenges, we should be able to see a more diverse parliament coming in August.
Former Kamfinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe says his presidential ambitions remain alive despite not seeking re-election at parliamentary level this year. Mr. Kangombe says his decision not to contest the parliamentary seat is part of a broader, more strategic political plan, adding that he had already been considering a presidential run last year but chose to take a more realistic and structured approach. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Kangombe said his vision for the country remains unchanged, adding that he is now focused on laying what he described as a solid groundwork for his future presidential bid. For someone to be president in this country, one must have done all the groundwork, said Mr. Kangombe. He added that he remains committed to contesting future elections at presidential level, while also pledging to continue mentoring young aspiring leaders who wish to enter parliamentary politics.
You can't wake up to say, I want to be president. Zambia has got 116 districts. You need to have a district chairperson in Mwinilung who is saying Christopher Kangombe should be. You need to put them in place. You need to go to Malole. You need to go to Mpika. You need to be able to go to Chadiza. Per social media, Timu on Twitter, Muno Mulusaka, the way you've invited me, I can explain the plan. The plan is to change mining. The plan is to change the energy sector. What Christopher Kangombe believes in, by now everyone knows, I am very strong on Zambians owning the economy. Zambians participating in key sectors. Now, that alone is not enough to say, I'm going to contest as president. You first put things in place.
In foreign news, Uganda has set up border control amid the Ebola outbreak. The country's health workers have already begun checking people's temperatures while also helping them wash their hands near Bundibujo in western Uganda. The outbreak, believed to have killed more than 90 people, has been declared an international health emergency by the World Health Organization, WHO. This latest epidemic is caused by